Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Yowoo Ranger podcast, where we provide podcasts that will enlighten your understanding of Yahweh and his plan for mankind's salvation and eternal life. For more information, please be sure to visit yahweh.org and yowooranger.com. The Lying Pen of the Scribes. As early as about 600 BCE, the prophet Jeremiah wrote concerning scribal tampering of scriptures. How do you scribes say, "We are wise, and the laws of Yahweh are with us"? Certainly, behold, the pen has practiced deceit, a lie of the scribes. The wise are put to shame. They are terrified and are captured. Behold, the word of Yahweh they have rejected, and their wisdom is their own. Jeremiah 8, verses 8 through 9. There are 134 times when Jewish copyists, or sophorim, of the Masoretic text, believing that certain passages were too often quoted, that used the sacred name Yahweh, changed the primitive Hebrew text to read Adonai or Elohim instead of Yahweh. Also, when the Qumran documents in the Septuagint are compared with the Masoretic text, we have further evidence that the Jewish scribes altered a few names in the more primitive text to read Adonai and Elohim instead of Yahweh. Parallel passages in 2 Samuel and 1 Chronicles, relying on the same source documents and even using the same wording, also demonstrate that later scribes altered the original text, replacing Yahweh with Elohim. Unfortunately, many have failed to realize the extent of the tampering of our present Hebrew Masoretic text, especially regarding the sacred name Yahweh. This tampering also extended to the name Yahweh, the praenomen of the pre-existent Yahushua, the Messiah. Before Yahushua became a man, his full name, as given by scriptures, was Yahweh. The earthly name Yahushua means Yahweh saves. The following passage begins to make more sense with this understanding. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Yahushua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. It is Yahweh, the angel who came in his father's name, Yahweh, that appeared to the patriarchs of the Old Testament, who will save his people from their sins. To illustrate the scribal tampering of scriptures regarding the name Yahweh, there is found 141 proper names in the Masoretic text of the Hebrew Bible, each of which ends with both theophoric elements, Yah and Yahweh. One would have to question, what is the reasoning that the same person in scriptures has their name spelled with both Yah and Yahweh as an ending? We must be aware of the fact that due to the ineffable name doctrine, which began in the 2nd century BCE, the Jewish scribes eventually stripped the Wah from Yahweh, transforming it into the form Yah. This was acceptable for common use because it contained only two letters of the sacred name Yahweh. What is the solution regarding the dilemma caused by the two different name endings of Yah and Yahweh? Fortunately, we have a clue from the Talmud. From the Babylonian Talmud, Erubin 18b 17, translated by William Davidson, we have the following. Quote, "And Rabbi Yeremiah ben Elazar further said, from the day that the temple was destroyed, it is enough for the world to use, in its praise of God, or in greeting one another with the name of God only, two letters of the Tetragrammaton, namely Yod and He, as it is stated, let everything that has breath praise Yah, hallelujah, without mentioning the full name of God comprised of four letters." End of quote. Actually, by that time, the rabbis had lost the true meaning of the name Yahweh, and after stripping off the Wah from Yahweh, had assumed that Yah was but an abbreviation for the full name Yahweh. Therefore, the rabbis reinterpreted hallelujah as praise be to Yahweh. When the Wah is restored back to its original form, it is Hallelujah, which is praise be to Yahweh. Yahweh is the praenomen of the Son of Yahweh, whose full name is Yahweh. The book of Isaiah provides more information concerning the Son of Yahweh. Restoring the Wah to the text, it reads, "Behold, El is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." Isaiah 12, verse 2. Does Isaiah somehow convey that Yahweh is the personage referred to in this passage? This would have to be the case if Yah or Yahu were an abbreviation for Yahweh. But, of course, this makes no sense. Who is the person that became our salvation? Is it not Yahweh, or Yahushua the Messiah, the son of Father Yahweh? In addition, we have a fascinating witness from the Hebrew text of Psalm 148, verse 1. Reading the Hebrew with the Waw restored, we have, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yahweh. A common translation reads, Praise Yahweh, Praise Yahweh. Let us now take a look at a transliteration of the Hebrew with the corresponding translation. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yahweh. This translates as, Praise Yahweh, Praise this particular Yahweh. One cannot miss the clear and vital message conveyed, especially by the Hebrew word ath, meaning this particular. It was this particular Yahweh, the pre-existent Messiah, Yahweh, who became the human with the earthly name Yahushua, that is able to provide salvation to mankind through the eternal name that the Father gave to him, the sacred name of the Father, Yahweh. When addressing the issue of whether the forms Yahu and Yah could be abbreviations for Yahweh, G.R. Driver gives the following response. Quote, No other Semitic race abbreviates the names of its gods, either when used independently or when compounded with other elements in proper names, although they not infrequently leave the name of the god to be supplied. It is hard to believe that a name so sacred as Yahweh would be commonly abbreviated, and the reason indeed why the shorter forms were alone used in proper names may be that they, not having the theological import of Yahweh, were held less sacred, and so more suitable for profane use. End of quote. This is but a sample of the scriptural evidence demonstrating that the original form of the praenomen of the pre-existent Messiah is Yahu. His full name, as given by scriptures, is Yahweh. We now can more fully understand the anger and jealousy directed toward Yahushua in the 1st century CE. In the book of John, Yahushua states, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Yahushua said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Before Abraham was, I am, or I existed. John 8, verses 56 through 58. The Jews answered him, Pilate, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the son of Elohim. John 19, verse 7. The Jewish religious leaders knew full well whom Yahushua was proclaiming to be. Yahushua was telling them he was Yahweh, the deity who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as found in the Torah. What then is the conclusion regarding the use of the name Yah, and its supposed meaning that it is but an acceptable short or abbreviated form of the sacred name Yahweh? The evidence reveals that the term Yah is nothing but a fraud perpetrated by the Jewish scribes in an effort to conceal the identity and true name of Father Yahweh's son, Yahu. We should admonish and dismiss the Jewish scribes who tampered with Yahushua, the Messiah's heavenly name, Yahweh, to deceive those who are seeking Yahweh's truth. After giving all praise, glory, and honor to Father Yahweh, and using Psalm 148 verse 1 as our guide, we can now surely say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Praise be to Yahu, praise be to this particular Yahweh. Hopefully this podcast has enlightened the listener to recognize and understand the earthly name of our Messiah, Yahushua, and his full heavenly name, Yahweh. For more information, please refer to the article, Did Yahushua the Messiah Pre-Exist? At yahwehranger.com. May Yahweh be with you on your journey to discovering Yahweh's truth.